Today in America, it can be real easy to feel like a lot is not possible for you or even expected of you because, yeah, there are people who are way too eager to make you at least try to believe that. My next guest presents a strong and forceful argument against limitations and self-denial. Now through a platform that, okay, some disparage through their superficial view, she is providing a living example of what empowerment and confidence can create in life. Today, along with being an investment banker, she is our Miss New Jersey, and later this month, she may very well be our next Miss USA. Derby Chirkwoody, how are you today, Derby?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Chris, for that introduction. Super excited to be speaking with you this morning.
Well, I'm thrilled to bring your story to as many people as possible because as I don't use those words loosely as far as empowering and confidence because your walk, not just down the pageant walkway, but through life is certainly one of inspiration. You can follow Derby at Instagram.com/MissNJUSA. We have that link at our homepage as well. I guess the question, again, going back to what I revealed about you so far in the intro, you are part of the financial community in New York City as an investment banker. How does an investment banker wind up in the pageant scene?
So just a quick correction, it's actually investment strategist. But yeah, so I'm currently part of the global investment strategy team at JP Morgan. And I think to answer your question, back in the pandemic, I think one of the things we all learned is, you know, life is short and you want to make the most out of it. And after much reflection, I took inspiration from a friend who had competed in a different pageant system. And that was my way to get outside of my comfort zone, try something new, and inspire. So my journey is one to inspire people and show them that this is what the face of possibilities looks like. And if I can do it, you can. So that was kind of like the foundation beyond all the glitz and glam of the pageant world. And it was very fascinating to me when I was preparing to understand what the process of preparing looked like. So there's a lot of core skills that I think executives, successful executives use in their day jobs. These are some of the skills I was using and developing as I was preparing to compete at my very first pageant in 2021. And a couple of those skills look like, you know, commitment, decision-making, discipline, being able to communicate. I love to say, like, the world belongs to those people who can communicate. And that is a very key tool, regardless of the industry you're in. So going through that process and seeing these real-life skills in play, I was very fascinated. And I really got fired up and said, you know what? I need to help rewrite the narrative of what people think about pageants. Pageant queens are more than what you see. You know, we're strong, we're diligent, we're strong decision makers, we're great communicators, and we're hardworking. And the world needs to see a part of us.
And you are showing a grand part of the full picture, not the surface that people just start and stop with. And we're working in audio here, obviously, and people listening are hearing your accent. You are a Nigerian-American. You were born in Texas,
yes.
Raised in Nigeria. What does your heritage and your family life, what did that bring to your here and now life?
Oh, a lot. So growing up, my parents always prioritized education, hard work, treating people, regardless of their status, in a very kind way. So a lot of the people skills I actually learned from my parents. They're really good at networking, cultivating relationships. And all of those lessons, even though I didn't quite understand then, now I'm like in my mid-20s, I'm seeing the benefits and the value of being able to connect with people from different backgrounds, make those connections, treat people well, and also like being able to communicate. I learned all of those back home. So one of the stories I always like to tell is one thing my mom did sometimes when we were growing up. She would pay us for chores. She would say, oh, yeah, you get this amount of money. You get that. And it was nothing much. It probably wasn't up to a dollar. It took me being in college to realize what my mom was trying to do. She was trying to show you that there's dignity in every form of labor. And the quality of your work shouldn't depend on the kind of work that you are assigned to. So whether I'm cleaning the floors or I am a greeter at the door, the standard should be excellent. So all of that kind of shaped my path, because I don't know if you know, but like I moved to the U.S. at age 16. I was about to turn 17, and I moved to Berea, Kentucky, where I went for my college education. Had no family there. But one thing I said to myself the first time I landed in the U.S., I said, you only need to know one thing, ask good questions. As long as I could ask questions, I knew I would find my way. And I learned that from my parents. They were always out there engaging with people, like making connections, even when it didn't always have to do with what they got out of those connections. It was being intentional and genuine in those connections. So that has really shaped who I am in everything that I do, whether I'm at work or being on stage or going to an appearance as Miss New Jersey USA. And I think everyone should understand that every aspect of what you learn when you grow up, there's always some lesson that may not make sense when you're young, but as you keep growing, you see the benefits. That, oh, maybe my parents was actually really right when they said you should do things in a certain way like this. So I'm very thankful to my parents. My mom is deceased. May her soul rest in peace. But my dad, he's still out here. And I'm just so thankful for both of them for shaping me to be the woman that I am today.
So Darby Chukwudi, who is the current Miss New Jersey USA, competing later this month in the Miss USA pageant. You can follow her on Instagram, Instagram.com/MissNJUSA. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Reading up on you, Darby, this, what you just talked about, just reinforces something I saw consistently through the interviews you've done, the things that have been written about you. Describing you as a curious person would be an accurate description, I believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The value of curiosity, that's just something that people seem to have it so much. There are people who try to stifle curiosity because with curiosity, the response has to be a show of responsibility, and too many people don't want to take responsibility, so they try to muzzle curiosity, it appears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you raise a good point. At the end of the day, one thing I've learned is the people who have the coolest jobs have to work the hardest. And if you're going to get the most out of life, you need to be curious. You need to ask and say things like, oh, what else is there? What else can I learn? And then the more you seek and the more you dig, you realize like you keep going deeper. And I feel like that's what makes life really meaningful and purposeful. It's okay. I mean, you could decide to say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do this average stuff. Or you can decide to really go and lean in. And what I've learned is by leaning in, by trying, by putting myself out there, competing in the pageant was me putting myself out there in the most extreme way I've ever done before. But I've learned a ton about myself. I've met amazing people. I've grown as an individual, as a team player, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity. But then again, here's the thing. If I didn't say yes to putting myself out there, all of these things I'm thankful for will not exist. So it goes back to the whole thing about like shaping the life that you want. What kind of life would you like? If you want a life that is colorful, so I'll talk about the colorful concept in a second. If you want a life that's colorful, that requires you putting yourself out there. That requires you asking questions, leaning in, going the extra mile. You can't expect different results if you're doing the same things that everybody around you is doing. And that kind of like helped me make my decision the first year in 2021. Because I stopped, initially I wasn't going to compete. I said, absolutely not. And I kind of like hid behind the idea that I was too busy, work was busy, and I had no time. And right immediately I told myself, that is a big lie. Everyone always makes time for what matters the most to them. And when I searched deeply, I saw that it was fear preventing me from wanting to compete. And I asked myself, what is the story going to be 25 years, 30 years, 35 years from now? Will it be in your 20s, you worked so hard, you did amazing, you advanced at work? Or would it be, you know what, it was a colorful experience. Not only did I work hard and do amazing at work, I learned something new. I got into a new industry. I met amazing people. And I like to say our lives are blank canvases, and every experience we have paints a different shade of color, which makes it colorful. But the question is, do you want a colorful life or not?
That's one that's an interesting answer that could be found by anyone who asks himself that question. Surprising one, too. We have to wrap up here, but I did want to spend a moment here with how the pageant gives your beliefs priority as a platform. You advocate for financial literacy among young people, something I've spoken about for years on the show with a variety of people. It's certainly a curriculum that's needed, not just in colleges, high schools, even middle and grade schools. You're also an avid reader, which that brings me to a question, a lot of things that we see more and more today. What's your reaction to the increasing amount of at least attempts to ban books as opposed to making more books and the information they hold available to as many people as possible?
I just think about the quote from Nelson Mandela that says education is the greatest tool anyone can have. And when it comes to reading, when it comes to advocacy, I think all forms of education that leads to empowerment and advancement is important. So I personally want to have access to information that would help me grow. And if these books are serving that purpose, giving perspectives, everyone should have access and decide. I should have a personal choice to decide what I would like to read or not. But I do think people should have access and know that they have that reach to find out different perspectives, to learn, to challenge different views while also developing their critical mindset. Go back to the point of why are we reading? We're reading because we want to learn. We're reading because we want to expand that knowledge and actually turn that knowledge to impact. Because it's not just only about reading, but it's like, what are you doing with the knowledge that you're receiving? Are you actually turning it into actions that will lead to impact in the community? So I always encourage people, go out there, read. The reading culture should not die. Everyone should cultivate that reading nature because it overall helps develop your entire aspect of professional development and personal development. And on the financial education piece, I'll close on this. Not only is this critical in all levels of education, I think we should talk about money. Money doesn't buy happiness, but as we know, we're adults. Money is going to determine how happy you will be because there are real bills out there. And I do believe that everyone in our community needs to be financially confident to know the decisions that they need to make, to know what questions they need to ask when they need help, and to just feel like they're on their, that path to financial freedom because everybody's journey is different.
She is Miss New Jersey, USA. She is also, as I hope you gathered in this short time with her, very inspirational later on this month in Reno, Nevada. She may just very well be our next Miss USA. Follow Derby on Instagram at @MissNJUSA. Derby Chakwudi, you are a lesson giver. You are a teacher. You are a strong inspiration that many can be motivated and inspired by. Thank you for sharing your ideas here. Best of luck later on this month, and I believe we are going to hear and see a lot of you long after your pageant career comes to an end because you have that much wisdom to share with that many more people.
Thank you so much, Chris. It has been an amazing time having this conversation with you today.